Listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That was just the morning after show, which happens in the afternoon, so maybe it's just a hard night out. But anyway, it is now Mantis Cabinet. That's my show. My name's Alex. I sit here. I like to think I play awesome music, but it's up for debate. I don't know if anyone wants to come in here and yell at me. And yeah, that's my intro. First track, band Eternal Tapestry, the album The Invisible Landscape, the song Cosmic Dream, and yes, it's a little psyche, and what's the other word? It's got instruments in it. Enjoy! All right. So that little kind of psychedelic track to get us started, a little bit intense. Like I said, Eternal Tapestry. They're on Thrill Jockey. Awesome label. Lots of stuff going on. They have three shows in the next three weeks. They're all in Portland. So apparently they play Portland a lot. And then they're headed to San Francisco. Begs the question. They should really come here, but I don't control these things. So that was off their 2011 album. And I actually had three releases in 2012, none of which I have yet to hear, which is a little unfortunate. But it should be good. They're all EPs or splits or whatnot. And hopefully they will be releasing another full-length album in 2012. So that was awesome. Now we're going to completely move, because I'm terrible with segues, among other things, into a little bit more jazzy something or other. Still awesome. This is by John Zorn. His discography compilation thing, like, he's done a lot of stuff. This is the album capital O apostrophe little o. Like, just a capital O and apostrophe and a little O. It looks kind of like a face, like that emoticon with the big eye and the little eye, but then it kind of doesn't. Maybe it's just ooh or oh-oh. I don't actually know. I thoroughly implore everyone to think a little bit on how that might be pronounced. Like, how do you say, you know, oh, I'm listening to this album. Well, what's it called? Oh-oh. Like, what? 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 This doesn't help. C'est la vie. C'est la vie. If this is the most difficult thing that happens to me today, then I'm fine. But this is an awesome track. It is called Miller's Crake. I don't know what a crake is. Maybe a creek that was misspelt? Or maybe crake is actually something. Don't know. Oh, you know what? I'm going to Google it, because Google knows everything. And while I'm Googling it, we're going to listen to this awesome tune. So enjoy. Thank you. All right. So, bonus, I figured out what a crake was. Double bonus, it's not a misspelt creek. It's a type of bird of the rail family. One, with, especially, says Google, one with a short bill like the corn crake. Really doesn't help because I don't know what a corn crake is. It's really useless to use crake to define crake, dictionary. That's a pain. I don't know if this is a pet peeve of anyone else, but when you use a word to define the word, it doesn't help. Second definition, the rasping cry of the corn crake. Still doesn't tell me what a crake is, other than a crake makes a crake. And a Google has failed me. So I will put it out there to perhaps the only person listening, if at all. Maybe there's two of you, who knows. What is a crake? I was looking at pictures and they just look like birds. They have short bills and they come in a variety of colors, shapes, and sizes. And then there's a book about a crake by Margaret Atwood, but I haven't read it. Well, that's my story about the crake. So, John Zorn, he's this multi-instrumentalist, composer, musician, all sorts of stuff. He's been over on 400 recordings. Like, he has been on a crap ton of things. This was off an album that came out in 2009 under the Music Romance series. But essentially, since 1983, he's been releasing at least one thing per year, sometimes up to four or five. And if we do the math, that's a lot. He's in a lot of other bands. He's really super duper awesome. So I sincerely recommend you guys check it out. That was rad. So we are moving on from 2009 to 2000 and today, to a band called Islands. They just released, if it's the same one that I'm thinking of, they just released an album called Asleep and a Forgetting. I haven't heard this yet. I just saw it in the station and I decided to play it. So we're really going to see. This is a new experience. This is the third track called Never Go Solo. Sounds like good advice. Especially if you're going somewhere where you shouldn't go alone. Such as, where would you not go alone? Down dark alleyways, places with 2-for-1 cover. I don't know. Where else would you? Cancun, maybe? I don't know. But anyway, we're going to check it out, and then I'm going to talk about what I thought about it. So I hope everyone enjoys the song, because I have no idea what it's going to sound like. Sunday, October 21st, Socialacious Entertainment and CITR bring you a night of eclectic music at the Media Club, featuring indie rock group Valley Girl, acoustic songwriter Harley Spade, alternative hip-hop acts ACO plus SC, award-winning fiddle punk rocker Alex Randall, and funk soul buster David Morin. Tickets available at the door for $10 or through artists. Come down to the Media Club and kick back 10 days before Halloween with some great local independent music. Show starts at 9 p.m.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
All right, so everyone should listen to CITR.ca, and if you can hear this, you're doing that. So good job! You get a prize! Good karma. Okay, so that was the Islands track. I haven't decided if I liked it or not. I really should listen to the rest of the album. They were the first show I ever saw. I saw them in Toronto when Return to the Sea came out. I was like 17 at the time. And yeah, they were supposed to play with Malajube. Malajube never showed up. I got there at 7 because I thought Doors were when the show started, way back when. Islands came on at 11, so I was waiting for 4 hours, also completely sober because I was 17. So it was quite a first show experience, but they were really good. And then their second album, Arms Way, I think it was, something about that was really angry, very angry and dark. And then their third album, Vapors, was just poppy and crap, as far as I'm concerned. It was just, like, brutal. So I'm going to maybe give this one a full listen when I get home and see what's up. But hopefully it'll be better than Vapors. But Return to the Sea is still by far my favorite Islands album, and it is awesome. Everyone else, if you're just hearing about Islands or you're kind of into their last two albums, check out the first one. It blows the other ones out of the water. So what are we going to play now? All right. So we went to kind of some... So Islands are from Montreal. I think Montreal... Somewhere on the other part of Canada. And we had a little bit of poppy song. Now we're going to change it to this band Electric Orange, their album Krautrock from Hell. Yes, what a badass album name. It's a really good album. If you're into krautrock, if you're into things from hell, such as demons, fire, rocks, what else? Corruption. I don't know what else goes into it. I don't know what else comes from hell. Apparently this krautrock does. Really good stuff. So I hope everyone enjoys. This is also completely different than anything we've listened to before. There is no theme to today's show. The theme is there is no theme, which isn't really a theme. Just like, the cliche, the one rule is there is no rules. It's not a rule. It's an absence of rules. That's a pet peeve of mine. I have a lot of pet peeves. But anyway, Krautrock from Hell. The track is called Sundos.
Thank you.
So that was a little mix of tracks. We had the Krautrock from Hell. That was pretty good. Actually, that was quite good. Their Wikipedia page and all their band stuff is in German. I don't read German. I can recognize words like rock band, progressive rock, September, album, but it does, I don't know anything else about them. It seems that they were formed in 1992, and Krautrock from Hell came out 2 years ago in 2010. Any more than that, I really couldn't tell you, but still quite good. Then we went from Germany 2 years ago to Britain, like last month, and that was Two Door Cinema Club with some power pop punky things, which was great. They're actually playing on Thursday at the Commodore, and 16-year-old self is so excited. I'm going to dance my face off and get some catharsis going on. It should be good. I intend to be that guy who's just jamming out so hard that you're like, oh dear, what is going on in that man's head? That should be me on Thursday. Should be super exciting. And that was off their album Beacon, which was their second album. I believe their first is A Tourist History. So yeah, that was the track Someday. And then we went from England to, I believe they're from like Alberta. I think they're from Calgary, but I could be completely mistaken. The Ketamines, which really good. I saw them at Sled Island 2 years ago. Really good energy, great live band. Thoroughly recommend it. This was their album Spaced Out, and that was the track Ketamine Babies. I don't know what a ketamine baby is. Perhaps like little bits of ketamine. I'm just going to pretend ketamine's a nice, cute squirrel-like creature. Perhaps on the same level as a Pokemon. And so a ketamine baby is a really cute idea and image. Much better than some other interpretations of that. But I digress. Moving on, we're going to go back to England and then kick it back 10 years. And or maybe even more now. God, every year I get a year older. It's like this year, all my friends had birthdays. It was crazy. It was so crazy. It was like every single one of my friends was like, is your birthday this year? I was like, yeah, it is. It was great. This is the band IQ. They've got the relatively, I feel like they're relatively unknown for how awesome they are. They started in, like, 1981. They've released a lot of stuff, a bunch of stuff, like live albums and, like, full lengths. I think they're at 10 or 11 full lengths. Their first one came out in, like, 82. I feel like they've got more just of a cult following, in a sense, because they're not nearly as big as some of the other bands to come out of England in the sort of the same genre and stuff. But nonetheless, they're really good. This is off their 1993 album. So we're taking it back almost 20 years now. Jesus. Okay, I was 3 when this came out. This is the track Out of Nowhere. If I didn't introduce it, I could have just played it out of nowhere, and that would have been really ironic. Damn it. I wish I was smarter. Anyway, this is Out of Nowhere off IQ's Ever. And it is quite good. Thoroughly recommend it.
never end, and I really should have known.
Radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite
indeed.
Dunkin's Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And I would like to remind everyone, in case they don't know, you are listening to Q Radio Voice, CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Great. I am close to running out of time. So I think, what was I going to do? Yes. No, I don't remember what I was going to do. No, I'm going to play this song and I'm going to not talk because I don't know what I was going to say. This is Wires Under Tension. Awesome, awesome band. Awesome track. This is the track Position and Hold.